Hi there, welcome back to the Football Spy File, sponsored by our friends at the car giant Renault. This is a show where we take a breather from all the gossip and have a look at the way your team is taking shape ahead of the new season. Today we're going to have a look at Manchester United. For me, they look in terrific shape going into the new campaign, and I can't look beyond them for next season's title winners. The reason is that not only have they spent well, but they've also spent quickly and decisively. De Gea in goal is a hugely talented keeper with great agility. United have had him watched extensively, and he does indeed look to have the temperament to be an able successor to Edwin van der Sar. In front of him, Phil Jones is a super signing who's going to put pressure right away on Rio Ferdinand for that place alongside Nemanja Vidic. We all know what Evra and Rafael can do at fullback, but it's the midfield that intrigues me. As things stand, Sir Alex has got a good option with Ashley Young, providing pace, versatility, creativity, and dead ball skill as well. He'll be competing with the likes of Nani, Valencia, and Jisung Park, while we all know that in the centre of midfield, Sir Alex has Anderson and Fletcher, and is trying hard to make the Wesley Schneider deal work as well. Up front, Wayne Rooney's a new man after all the nonsense of last year, and his partnership with Hernandez is likely to strike fear into defences up and down the land. In terms of squad players, United have got the likes of Dimitar Berbatov, who, if he's sensible, will get his head down and fight for his place instead of demanding to leave. Ryan Giggs is also there to provide experience cover, presuming he's got over his personal problems. But that's my United side. Let's have a look at some of yours. And I like this from Mohamed Abbas. The back four is as you'd expect, with Darren Fletcher in front of them and Nani and Ashley Young in front of them. Interesting formation this, because Mohamed looks to be playing a 4-3-1-2 formation with Anderson behind Rooney and Hernandez, and it was all going so well. 20 Roba 09 has a 4-1-3-2 formation. The back five is interesting. He's got Phil Jones straight in there ahead of Rio Ferdinand, controversial. Darren Fletcher's in front of the back four with Nani, Young and Ganso in front of him. Lots of you picking Ganso, and a few of you neutrals may be wondering who he is, so let's do it. His full name is Paulo Henrique Chagas de Lima. He's a 21-year-old Brazilian attacking midfielder who currently plays for Santos, and despite the many outstanding talents at the disposal of the South American superstars, he is pushing for a place in the national side. There's a couple of slight problems, however, with him. He had knee surgery last summer. It looks as though there are a few third-party contract ownership issues as well, and he's got a buyout clause of around $44 million. Back to Robbo's team, and his front two are Javier Hernandez and Wayne Rooney, the dream team. Now, you've heard from me, you've heard from a couple of fans. Now hear from a popular Manchester United fan who's kindly agreed to give us his thoughts on the United team and its prospects for the coming campaign. Please welcome Luke Traynor.
Thanks, Darren. This is my Manchester United team for the Football Spy Files. In goal, David De Gea. You don't spend $17 million on a goalkeeper and he's not going to be a number one. Defence picks itself for me. Rafael at right back. Ferdinand Vidic as your centre backs. Patrice Evra as your left back. Onto the midfield, I would go for on the right, Valencia. No coincidence, Wayne Rooney's form picked up since he returned. Left, I'd go for Nani. I'd choose him over Ashley Young. It's a very hard decision to make, but I think he offers you a little bit more and he's got more experience, so I'd go for Nani. Central midfielders, Wesley Schneider, it doesn't look like it's going to happen now, so I'd go for what we already have, and I'd go for Carrick and Fletcher. There's a lad, Paul Pogba, who can also play as a defensive midfielder in the reserves, but he needs a season out on loan. Give him a season out on loan, and next season I think he'll step up into the first team. So that'd be my midfield. We've got to go with what we already have. Strike force, Wayne Rooney and Hernandez, guaranteed goals with them two. I'd play Rooney just behind him. And yeah, like I say, Hernandez is a goal machine. My overall view on the transfer window so far, we've bought well, $55 million well spent. Phil Jones will play quite a bit next season as well, so Alex Ferguson's already confirmed that. A good signing, you know, he's going to go on to do good for England. Ashley Young, a great signing, a little bit too much money we spent for him, but a good signing. Can also play as a second striker, but better on the wing for me. And then David De Gea, just won the under-21s with Spain, promising young goalkeeper. I believe goalkeepers get better with age, but I really do think David De Gea is a risk worth taking.
Now Luke Traynor there with his thoughts on the Manchester United team going into the new campaign. Now, a couple of more teams for you, and Harry Schwer is another one who's planning for the new season without Rio Ferdinand in his team. He's got Phil Jones in there alongside Vidic with Fabio and Raphael at full back. In front of them, he's got the Toulouse midfielder Moussa Sissoko. He's 21. He's a tough tackler, and his style's been compared to Patrick Vieira. In the two in front of Sissoko, it's Sami Nasri and Wesley Schneider. In the wide positions, it's Nani and Juan Mata. I like this team so far. But then spot the glaring omission in Harry's team up front. There's no Wayne Rooney. Instead, he's gone for Chicharito up front. Good luck trying to explain that one to Rooney, Harry. This one's nice and simple from United nut. De Gea's in goal. Vidic and Ferdinand are at centre-half with Raphael and Evra outside them. I like this midfield four, but who's going to do the tackling? Valencia and Young are on the wings with Nasri and Snyder in central midfield. Not sure about that. Rooney and Hernandez are going to score the goals, but that midfield is going to get you into a lot of trouble. Keep your teams and your views on the teams that you've seen on the show coming in. We've got more Football Spy Files for you coming up tomorrow. And, of course, for all of your transfer news, you can go to the Mirror Football website where Dan, Neil and Rob are waiting to update you 24 hours a day. I'll see you next time.